the 2022 Pennsylvania Council of the Blind Virtual Conference and Convention, October 27th through the 30th.
Accelerating the trip to self-reliance.
The trip that involves
tools,
resources,
information,
and people.
Hello, and welcome to the second in our series of podcasts previewing the 2022 PCB Virtual Conference. I'm your host, Tony Swartz. Though over the last years we've switched to a virtual venue, we have managed to hold on to many of our in-person conference traditions, including our presentation of awards and our banquet address. This year, our conference program and planning team is so pleased to announce as our banquet speaker, Brian Hartchin. Many of you will know of Brian as the founder and owner of Hartchin Consultancy of the United Kingdom, which provides both software and training products for the blindness and disabilities market. To introduce Brian to those of our peers who are unfamiliar with him and Hartchin Consultancy, Brian kindly agreed to join us for a brief interview. I first asked Brian to tell us a bit about himself.
I was born back in the 1970s in London here in the UK. I am totally blind and I was educated in schools for the blind in the 70s and 80s. And one of the things that I'm most glad about is that I learned how to read and write Braille very fluently. Now, this enables me to read out loud at the same speed as a sighted person would be able to do. And I do rely extensively on Braille devices each and every day.
Among other areas of accomplishment, Brian is known for software development. He explains his initial interest in the field.
I first became interested in computing in the early 1980s. It was a time when many sighted people were just starting to get into using home computers. And I learned at that time how to write text adventure games through to those games which were a little more sophisticated, by no means as sophisticated as we can have now, but at the time they were pretty good, although I say so myself. And they were using very primitive speech output, but they did work. Now, in my professional life, I did a variety of jobs, and in the 1990s, I taught computing skills to people in a rehabilitation center for the blind. And that, I think, gave me a very good understanding of people who had additional disabilities as well as visual impairment. And that did stand me in good stead in my career later on.
Brian further explains how his interest in software development and his early career in education and instruction led to the founding of Hartchin Consultancy.
In the early 2000s, I learned how to write JAWS script files, and this is essentially programming for the JAWS for Windows screen reader, now developed by Vispero. And I'm not ashamed to say that I do not have a university education or a degree in computer programming at all. I don't have anything like that. I just learn things as I go along. And I do a lot of experimenting to find out what works. And that leads us on really to the formation of our company, Hartchin Consultancy, which my wife and I own. And we formed that in 2014. And I think we've built up a unique, good portfolio of products which people can purchase, which rely upon either the JAWS screen reader being used or Fusion, Zoom Text Fusion, which combines speech and magnification.
Brian, I'm curious as to whether there is a philosophy or a core value which has helped to shape the direction of Hartchin Consultancy.
That's a good question. I've not told this story before, but I've worked for various companies developing products to be used with JAWS since 2002 up until 2014. But with the various companies I worked for, I didn't feel that enough attention was being given to the products that I was developing. And that means that blind people themselves were not being given the attention that they deserved. So in 2014, my wife and I had just got married and we took a huge gamble. We had no startup capital at all. We had my monthly salary that I'd just received from my previous job when I left, but that's all we had. And we set up the company almost overnight. And what we did have was, fortunately, my reputation as an access technology trainer and also as a product developer. And we had one or two products as well. Fortunately, we have been extremely lucky. I have to say, if it wasn't for American citizens particularly, we wouldn't be where we are today. People in the UK are not especially interested in what we're developing, but people in America and Canada and Australia especially are. So the philosophy really behind the company is that we develop JAWS script files, not only to form products, and we have a number of those to help in different situations, whether it's to be more productive with the keyboard or voice recognition, talking to the computer and having complete control of it with a person's voice, through to developing script files for government departments, agencies, anyone who has an application which is not particularly accessible. So that's one dimension of the company. But also it is to train people, to provide quality training no matter where that person is in the world. And that training, it seems to be in short supply. It shouldn't be. But I think one of the strengths, if I can say so, of the training that I've always tried to deliver is that I can explain things in an easy to understand way. It's just something that I've developed over the years. So I understand the technical aspects of what's going on, but I think that I can simplify it to make it easier for people to understand. So there are two components of the company, really, the training and the scripting.
Tell us a bit more about the training component of Archon Consultancy.
Yes, indeed. I do train people on a one-to-one basis or in a group setting, but also we have a number of training courses. I think it's close to 30 training courses now. People can purchase the archives, but generally speaking, we all get together in a group when a new training course comes along, and I present maybe an hour at a time on a particular subject, and then the people can refer back to the recordings as they want to. And within the last year, one of the things that we've been doing is also offering full text transcripts of the training courses, and this serves two purposes. First of all, it's for people who have a significant hearing loss, because obviously they can refer to the text. And also, it's an easy form of reference. If you want to look up the information on a particular topic, it's much easier to do it in text form, because each subject that I cover is in a different audio file or a text file. It's much easier to find something in text form rather than working through an audio file.
So, Brian, we of PCB are looking forward to your address as our conference banquet speaker, and we're so pleased to have the opportunity to recognize your accomplishments and the contributions of Archon Consultancy to the productivity of individuals with vision loss. And also, thank you so much for so graciously giving of your time to speak with us today.
I'd like to thank you for even considering me for an award. I'm just an ordinary individual. I'm just a blind person who is trying to make the best of what we've all got and to try and inform and provide training for different people. So I was really surprised. I'm very honored. And I'd like to thank you indeed very, very much. And I look forward to being part of your event in October.
Again, I remind you that our conference dates are October 27th through the 30th. Please make your plans to register. There's no cost to registration, and you may do so by use of the registration form that will be mailed to you or online at pcb1.org/conference/registration, or you may register by phone by calling the PCB office at 717-920-9999, toll-free 877-617-7407.